Smarty Pants, I'm in the jungle with dinosaur hunter Robert Maroon, looking for modern dinosaurs and other creatures from prehistoric times.
We're close. Follow me.
As many of you know, a giant asteroid striking Earth caused most dinosaurs to go extinct about 65 million years ago. But guess what? Not everything disappeared. In fact, a number of animal species survived, including some dinosaurs, and they're still around today.
And soon, we'll feast on those beasts.
Feast? We're not hunting them, right?
No, of course not. No worries, mate.
But you have a weapon.
This is just me squirt gun.
Why'd you bring a squirt gun to look for dinosaurs?
You'll see. Ah, here we are.
Here? The back of a building.
The entrance is around front. Come on.
Hold on. This is a diner. What are we doing here?
Finding dinosaurs, mate. Quick, inside.
Welcome to Dizzy's. Sir, you can't bring that in here.
It's just me squirt gun. It's filled with barbecue sauce.
Which is now all over my wall.
Sorry about that. Here to pick up an order for Maroon. Is it ready?
Uh-huh. That'll be $12.50.
Lovely. Narrator, you mind paying the nice lady? I'm a little light.
Sure. Here, keep the change.
Thanks, doll. Come again.
Here, you take the bag. Inside, you'll find dino-aged creatures. But don't look in it till we meet up with my paleontologist friend, Dr. Nelly.
A paleontologist is someone who studies dinosaurs. But what's in the bag?
Oh, no. Look out! Something's after us. Quick, in my Jeep.
What's after us? I don't see.
We gotta go. Now.
Looks like we're off on a wild adventure. There's so much to find out. What's in the bag? What's chasing us? And most importantly, where can you find dinosaurs and other prehistoric creatures today? And possibly eat them?
Trust me, they're delicious.
It's time for another whiff of science on
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We've been smarting. Lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Okay, friends, we're on the hunt for modern-day dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures, and apparently we just escaped from one. Can any of you guess what it was? Yeah, me neither.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a Chelonian monster.
A Chelonian monster? That sounds terrifying. What is a Chelonian? Do you know, Smarty Pants? Yeah, me neither.
I'll tell you. The ones that walk on land actually appeared right after the dinosaurs went extinct. But some Chelonians that live in the sea today are similar to the ones that were around 110 million years ago. In fact, these reptiles are called cousins to the dinosaurs. Any guesses what they are? I'll give you one more hint. They live in their shells. That's right. A Chelonian is another name for a turtle.
Wait, we were running away from a turtle?
A tortoise, to be exact, and it was a big, mean-looking one.
You realize turtles, tortoises, are incredibly slow.
I don't know. I heard one outran a rabbit once.
Yeah, that wasn't real. Never mind. Tell us more about this dino relative.
Tortoises are extremely tough creatures. Nearly 80% of all turtle species living at the time of the dinos survived the extinction event. Anywho, here's my paleontologist friend, Dr. Nelly, to tell us more.
Hey guys, where are we heading?
Dinosaur hunting! We brought lunch. Narrator, wanna pass out the vittles?
Sure. Let's see, we have a lobster roll.
That's Nelly's.
Yum, thanks.
And some crab cakes.
That's me, mate.
I thought we were picking up dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures.
We did! Tell him, Nelly.
Both lobsters and crabs were around in the time of the dinosaurs. In fact, lobsters are hundreds of million years older than dinosaurs. The old lobsters looked a lot different than they do today. Some had 6 claws and 4 eyes. As for crabs, they first appeared during the Jurassic period and grew in population just before the dinosaurs went extinct. It was during that time one species of crab developed the shell-breaking claw many crabs have today.
I told you we were gonna feast on prehistoric beasts. Narrator, check out your meal. It's from a creature that's a 100% bona fide member of the dinosaur family. It's considered the closest living relative to the one and only Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No way. Okay, Smarty Pants, before I look in the back, what do you think it is? Is it A, chicken fingers, B, a hamburger, or C, frog legs?
Frog legs? Crikey, I wouldn't get you those.
So, no frog legs, though frogs were around during the time of dinosaurs and survived their extinction. So, that narrows it down to a hamburger made from a cow or nuggets made from a chicken. The answer is chicken fingers.
You may have heard in the movies Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, birds are part of the dinosaur family. Scientists believe birds are the only true dinosaurs to survive extinction. And paleontologists, studying protein from fossils, discovered the world's most fearsome dinosaur, the T-Rex, is most similar to 2 modern animals, the ostrich and the chicken.
So basically, whenever you eat chicken, you're not only eating a dinosaur, you're eating a relative of the king of dinos, the mighty T-Rex.
Scientists today study chickens to learn how dinosaurs behaved in the past. Some have genetically altered chickens to grow dinosaur snouts, teeth, and legs. And they're working on producing a tail, arms, and fingers.
Oh, like my chicken fingers.
No, real fingers. Other scientists have simply attached artificial tails to chickens and studied their strut to get a better understanding of how the T-Rex moved.
And don't forget the barbecue sauce.
And now it's on my shirt.
Right, sorry, mate.
Maroon, stop here.
Why are we stopping near a swamp?
Because here's where we can find another creature that has a lot in common with the dinosaurs.
Any guesses what it'll be? Maroon. Care to give him a hint?
Sure. They've got a long snout, lots of pointy teeth, sharp claws, and rubbery, greenish reptile skin.
Have you figured it out? That's right. It's a crocodile.
Although crocodiles and alligators are not direct descendants like birds, they do have a lot in common with dinosaurs. Fun fact, unlike other species, crocs and gators haven't changed much over the past 150 million years. So the alligators and crocodiles you see today look a lot like the ones you'd see roaming around with the dinosaurs.
Amazing. You know, I'm okay around turtles and crabs and lobsters and chicken, but could we get away from these crocodiles? They look hungry.
Good idea. Come on, my place is nearby. We can clean your shirt and see another prehistoric creature.
You have a prehistoric creature in your home? That's crazy.
Yep, but I'm not super psyched about it. These critters are kind of gross. In fact, they used to eat dinosaur poop.
Yuck, but now we have to go see them. So what do you think, Smarty Pants? What dinosaur poop-eating prehistoric creatures could be living in a house? You'll find out right after this quick break. Now back to Who Smarted. Okay, we're at the home of dino hunter Robert Maroon, looking for prehistoric creatures who ate dinosaur poop back in the day. Any idea what it is? Yeah, me neither.
Hi-o, come on into my kitchen.
Yikes, Maroon, your kitchen's a mess.
Ah, it's just some dirty dishes and leftover crab cakes I forgot to put away.
Is that barbecue sauce on the walls?
I should probably stop using a squirt gun.
Well, besides being pretty smelly, those crab cakes you left out have attracted flies.
Ah, are flies the prehistoric creatures you were talking about? Are they the ones that ate the dino poop?
Flies have been around for 250 million years, and the closest ancestor to the housefly did buzz around the dinosaurs before they became extinct. Bees, too.
That's true, but it's not flies. It's... Ah! There's one! Run!
What was it? I didn't see anything.
Well, keep looking. Towards the door.
It knows how to open a door?
Nope. But it can crawl under. Here it comes. Disgusting critter.
Did you just squirt it? With barbecue sauce?
Quick, it's getting away.
Got it. Hope you don't mind me trapping it in one of your dirty cups.
Not at all.
So, Smarty Pants, what prehistoric creature is trapped under this cup? Remember, it likes dirty kitchens, it eats dino poop, or just about anything, and it survived the dinosaur extinction. Why, it's none other than the cockroach.
That's right. Cockroaches not only were around at the time of the dinosaur, they were on the planet 100 million years before the dinosaurs. The species survived both the dinosaur extinction and a mass extinction before that. They have a reputation for surviving anything.
And scientists believe cockroaches helped get rid of huge piles of dinosaur poop by eating it.
Ew.
Some cockroaches still clean up after dinosaurs today by eating bird poop. Cockroaches also like human and pet food, so if you leave any crumbs lying about, you might find cockroaches in your home.
I'd rather not. In fact, I better go home and make sure I put all my leftovers away.
You sure? Because there's plenty more dinosaur-era creatures to see.
Really? Where?
Well, a zoo or aquarium, for starters. Thousands of species of birds, like puffins or cranes, had dinosaur ancestors. And sharks, snakes, lizards, duck-billed platypuses, jellyfish, and even some small mammals have relatives that were around during the age of the dinosaurs.
Mammals, huh? Humans are mammals. Were any of us hunting dinos way back when?
Nope, not even close. Most dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago. Scientists believe the first human ancestors appeared long after that, about 5 to 7 million years ago.
What do you know, Smarty Pants? Turns out there are dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures flying, crawling, and swimming all around you, and even on your dinner plate. Speaking of, where are my chicken fingers?
Sorry, mate. I got a bit famished.
A special shout out to Smarty Grandma Robin from Santa Maria, California, and her smarty grandkids Zayden, Ashton, and Corbin in Atascadero, California. Thank you for smarting with us and for acing our Smarty Quiz email. We're so glad to have you all smarting with us. This episode, Dino Relatives, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Brandon Bayless, Jenna Hoban, Sophia Plitt, and Jerry Colbert. Additional voices, technical direction, and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, and the lyrics were written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.